Welcome to the Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Luke Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
And we are back. Time to Paint It Black. I am your host, judge, and referee, Pete. And joining me this week, we got Brian.
Hey, much love, everyone.
And only Brian.
It's just a two-man operation today, man.
Yeah, poor Lou is under the weather.
Got those sniffles.
Couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad, because the fucker always comes sick and he gets me sick.
He learned his lesson this time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was ready for it because, I was ready for it, though, this time because, you know, I'm on a new diet, eating well. I'm feeling great. So, like, I had the, you know, all the immune system built up. Man.
Right. And that's when he decides to not show, when you're prepared for him.
You know, when I was, you know, fucking fat as shit and, like, just, like, eating terrible fried shit and drinking.
Your immune system's like a wet paper towel.
Like, oh, no, you're sick. I'm going to get sick. Ah.
And you wouldn't just get what he got. You got what he got times 10.
Yeah.
Like, he'd show up with the sniffles. You get the plague.
Mm-hmm. But seriously, like, everyone around me has been getting sick. And I'm like, yo, man, it's spinach, bro. It's what it is. It's like
got to eat your greens. Popeye taught us well. Mm-hmm.
It's the good stuff in there, man.
Yeah, I've been sitting at my office just listening to the coughing and the hacking. And like, you motherfuckers, stay away from me.
God damn it.
You gross people. This is why we have sick days.
Yeah, man. Why don't you eat some fucking like vitamins or something like that? Go goddamn water.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Put down the donut. Mm-hmm. Eat some vegetables.
I've been reading this book, The 4-Hour Body, man, and I've just been like soaking it all up, right?
Tim Ferriss one?
Tim Ferriss, yeah. So like... It was telling me, like, if you drink, like, a gallon of water a day, like, it's supposed to, like, rejuvenate your liver and get it working and everything. So, like, I did a lot of damage for, like, 14, 15, 16 years, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So, I've been drinking a gallon of water a day. I'm feeling good, though. I'm pissing like crazy.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But knowing the way you used to drink, you might want to up it a little bit.
I can't do it, man. I'm just constantly drinking, like, a 20-ounce. Like, I buy a 20-ounce bottle of water in the morning. And then I drink about six of those during the day, which ends up being, like, 120 ounces.
Yeah.
And then... I'll have like water. I'm not afraid I won't get that last 8 ounces to make a gallon.
Right.
So, but I'm like, dude, all day I'm running to the bathroom just taking leaks. It's fucking rough.
It's funny. You think like, oh, I'm going to get good and healthy. But then your whole body just goes into like this alternate mode where you're like shitting and pissing constantly.
No, pooping's been is amazing.
Pooping's been a dream.
Oh man. It's all the greens and the beans and everything like that. It's just like,
yeah, but like that's what I mean. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like when I'm dieting too right now. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, what's like? I know you were saying you were doing a lot of like omega-3 fishes and stuff like that.
I do. Whenever I want to cut weight, it's white fish and vegetables.
White fish is pretty plain. Like, what do you do with white fish to make that like you know?
You can do a lot of stuff. I make like healthy fish tacos that are delicious.
With I'm on this whole slow carb thing, so it's like I could have my carbs like my white starches on Saturday.
Yeah.
So like. Do you like lessen like because you said you just did tacos. Do you lessen the amount of tacos you have?
It's a
like...
whole wheat tortilla first, mm-hmm. and you could always put it in a bowl.
Yeah,
you know, make it easier, mm-hmm. and then it's just some veggies in there, and you know I got this some chipotle sauce that's like low-cal that I drop in that. Mm-hmm. That does the trick.
I got some sriracha. I've been adding sriracha to things, man. Like
sriracha's good.
I love sriracha, and Frank's Red Hot, man. It's the way to go. You know what? Mexican is an easy way to like flavor up your food. And keep it somewhat healthy. Yeah. You know?
You want instant good. Like if you're making fish, you want instant good. Just buy one of those taco seasoning packets. Put a teaspoon of that in there.
Oh, man. Yo, you know what was really good? I got mackerel and I had the skin on it.
Yeah.
And the skin made that fish just like that much better. I was, you know, and the skin has all the oils in it and stuff like that.
Some people get weirded out by that shit. I love it.
Because you get a little crispy. Put it on the pan, the skillet, whatever.
Yeah, it gives a little crunch.
Mm-hmm. And it made it 10 times better.
Yeah. Like, my girlfriend won't eat fish or anything that comes from the sea.
Yeah.
So it's like super tricky to like dress it up, mm-hmm. in any way that she'll even consider it. Maybe I should try that.
I just got in that book. I just got to the part like in the middle of the book. They're like, oh, this is how you cut fat. This is how you do this. This is how you take your supplements, blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, this last chapter I was up to, it's like, this is how you eat pussy. Shit you not. I was
there's a pussy eating chapter.
Yeah, and then it was flicking bean chapter, bro. It was like fucking chapter. It was like, yo, fuck like an animal. Like you know, I was just like, all right, man, I'll check it out, bro.
Well, now that you're in shape, you gotta get fucking.
Yeah, dude, like it was funny because like, you know, there was just little tips, and I was like, all right, man, I'll try some of that. Maybe I'll spice it up a little bit. And it's nothing crazy, like, yo, all right, bend her over the table, jackhammer.
Put a thumb up her butt.
Yeah, thumb her asshole while you fucking, no.
Just mush it in. No. Wiggle it around a little.
No, apparently, like, he talked to Nina Hartley, some, you know, porno star.
That old-ass porn chick.
Yeah, but, like, apparently she's, like, an encyclopedia of just, like...
Well, she'd be getting railed out for 35 years.
Yeah, man. So, you know, she knows a lot about pussy and dick. So,
That's funny that that's in there, because now I might read it.
Yeah, man. So, like, it was funny. They had, like, two chapters, like, and then the preview to the chapter is like, look, if you got problems with pictures of pussies, just skip the chapter.
Yeah, bro. Skip this chapter.
Yeah. You know, I hate that that's a thing, man. Like, there's a PC culture where, like, people would get offended. There has to be a disclaimer. Like, if you're squeamish and you can't take a picture of a pussy.
Yeah, but at the same time, if a disclaimer's putting you off, how sensitive are you?
What do you mean? I'm all right. It's
a compromise.
I guess, but, like, in general.
I'm on,
like,
your side.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You turn the page, see a pussy. That's not going to phase me none. I have a computer.
Yeah.
You know?
But, like, you know, it's there for a reason. Like, because, like, His editor probably was like, look, you probably should warn everyone that you're going to have graphic material in here.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, yeah. Not everyone's like guys like us. Red-blooded American males who try to spend their time with their face crammed into a pussy as often as possible.
Well, even women. No, it's like, does that offend a woman? It's like, oh, my God.
I don't know who it's for, but mm-hmm. I don't know. People.
The children.
Please think of the children.
The children.
No, but at the same time, it's the same thing with, like, why do I have to press 1 to get English on the ATM? It's fucking a button. Press it.
Why do I have to press 1?
How sensitive do you have to be? It's a fucking button.
What was it? For Espanol, para número dos.
Yeah, I never even get to that part. It's like, 1. Burn my calorie.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, if you want a couple tips about eating pussy and getting that G-spot, man, it's actually in that book, man. It's funny.
I'm pretty well-versed. I've been... single a long time.
No, I get it, man. It's just funny to be like, because, like, honestly, he gets really in depth with it, man. It's just like, yo, man, you want to get a come hither motion, and it's just like,
oh yeah, you do the little,
yeah,
the upward
pop, pop, pop,
that's
pop.
A G spot, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, man. It was funny to
you
read.
Do that. You find out if she's a squirter.
Yeah, and it was just a funny thing to just, like, have in the middle of this diet.
You're like, okay, so I'm gonna drink this much water. I'm gonna reduce my carbs. I'm gonna eat that pussy.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I recommend this book for any guy. Honestly, it's great.
No, I've been. I think I just got a Kindle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how is that?
It's a fucking Kindle.
Do you have? Is there, like, a thing on Kindle where you pay a subscription like $10 a month, whatever, and you get all the books you want?
It's like, I haven't even fucked with the books yet because it's an iPad. It's a Kindle Fire.
Oh, it's
all right. So it's essentially just a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the book function there and everything. But so I'm thinking of, like, what books should I read? I haven't even downloaded any. I just got this thing yesterday.
I've been reading this other book too. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon, and I don't know if I mentioned it last time, but it's basically about, like, how to, like, create wealth and save you money and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But it tells it in the sense of Babylonia, and the richest guy in Babylon, he's teaching all these people how to save money and stuff like, and, like, how to create wealth, and they're all like, first they're mocking him, and then they're like, oh, this guy got some ideas, bro.
Yeah, Tim Ferriss has that other book, 4-Hour Work Week. That's,
yeah, and then
be good.
Yeah, I want to check it out that weekend. Was I got for Christmas my friend who actually turned me on to Tim Ferriss. He got me the his new book, The Tools of Titans, whatever.
Dude's an inspirational guy. I just heard an interview with him. Taught me how to make a delicious, like, sleepy time drink.
Yeah,
like, I'm a bad sleeper.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Oh yeah. Like, falling asleep.
Because, well, you're constantly, like, thinking of something or doing something.
I got a,
like,
busy head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll just get lost in my own brain.
Mm-hmm.
We make some hot water. Pour 2 teaspoons of some apple cider vinegar in there and a teaspoon of honey.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be asleep in 10 minutes.
I guess, like, the sugar and the you know, some warm liquids, you know. I guess
I don't know what it is. They say the apple cider vinegar is good for you,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it tastes like a warm apple cider, and you know how I feel about that. It's delicious.
No wonder. You're like,
it's all warm in your tummy.
Oh, apple cider. I love you.
It's good shit, though. I'm fucking sleeping like a baby lately.
Yeah.
Out like a light every night.
So that was pretty much that book, man. You got to pick it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab that. There was one book I tried to read that was like the financial thing that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
and it was like chapter 1: invest and buy property. I'm like, this is an advanced course. if that's step 1.
The other book's telling you to basically, first step is that to take 10% is to pay yourself, and for every 10, you know, dollars you make, put $1 aside for you. So basically, at the end of the year, you have 10% of your salary, and then at the end of the year, you take that salary and then
that's what goes into,
and then try to make money with that. And then, like, the moral of the story is, the guy in the book, he's just like, he has his brick his bricklayer, right? And he sends him, he gives his money to go buy gems. And like the guy who's teaching him, he's just like, why would you give a brick builder to buy gems? He's like, if you're gonna take advice from a brick builder, take it about bricks, you know. And that's the moral of the story. So it's like trust your wealth with the advice of the people who know something about
who have some expertise.
Don't let people tell you what's, you know, like who don't know dick and they're telling you what to do with your money. You know, it's like, oh, you know what you should do.
Yeah,
no, like it's like that.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Look at what happens. Lou's not here one day, and all of a sudden we're like an inspirational podcast.
Yeah, he's a dummy, mother.
We're not talking about Kraft mac and cheese or nothing.
I know. It's like two people with jobs and, you know, it's just crazy.
Responsibility. Well, he's got responsibility. I'm not going to rip on Lou.
Yeah, since the dawn of time, the women have been taking care of the job.
The man's a professional babysitter.
He's a gatherer.
He's a gatherer.
Yes.
Sorry, Lou.
Yes. When all the men would go out hunting for, I don't know, Brontosaurus, like the Flintstones one, he was at home gathering nuts and berries.
He's got berries. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm good, guys. I don't need that mammoth.
I know. You know what? Maybe for his birthday, we should get him like one of those like little satchels for the baby.
You know? what do you call it? A baby Bjorn.
A Bjorn, yes. Bjorn.
And new berry picking gloves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A book about it.
You know, some of those bushes have prickers.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's a natural artist. He has a good color depth.
Right. He knows the good berries from the poison ones.
Yep.
And those berries, what's the line from some? These berries taste like burning.
Oh, yeah, Ralph.
Well, this is normally the point where I'd be like, we'll start scoring, but since it's two of us, no point in that shit.
I guess go to the weeks, and then we'll flesh that a little bit, and then go to what happened this
week. Yeah, if you haven't gathered, this is a low-key podcast. Mm-hmm.
There's a nor'easter going on.
Yeah, there's like this crazy storm outside. Mm-hmm. I skidded my way over here.
It's bad out now?
Yeah, it's real flooding and shit.
Yeah, I heard that the South Shore is going to take a beating. There were like the waves of the, was it tide?
Tide's bad.
Yeah, it's hitting them.
The wind is crazy out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's supposed to be like 40 miles an hour. It's crazy.
Yeah, I walked out of my gym earlier, and I'm just wearing a t-shirt because I don't like to carry my jacket around or anything. And I'm like, you go from this like, whew, good sweat going to instant frozen, like icicles forming on your arms. Mm-hmm. And just, I'm going to get pneumonia from this shit.
Oh. Well, you said you're eating good, so I hope you got that immune system, man.
I'm hoping all that spinach is going to pay off.
Oh, yeah, man. So
how was your week?
My week, man, it was good. Got a lot of shit done, man. Searching for a house. And look, we went to right behind the Whitman Mall. And they must have taken some trick photography, man, because, like, it was a bust. But we went there, man, and, like, the house was nice the way it was. Like, the parts they showed a good picture of.
Yeah.
But then, like, the backyard was like, what the fuck, man? It was, like, on a hill, and it was, like, all... You had, like, a weird piece of property.
And that sucks, because that's one thing that you can't really fix up so much.
No.
I mean, to do any groundwork like that, you gotta have time and money.
Oh, yeah. And then, I don't... You know, your father and your mom, you know, had you do that as a kid. So, like, I planted plants, but that was, like, the extent of it. Otherwise, we had gardeners come in and take care of everything. So I don't really know how to do all that.
How to do a yard?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm going to have to learn to a certain extent, but I don't want to like have to revamp the entire yard.
Look, you walk before you can run.
Yeah.
That's like learning to fly.
I could edge and cut the grass. It's basically right. Plant a plant, but other than that, I can't do anything.
So you got the basics.
Yeah.
Now, taking an entire hill and turning it into a nice flat yard.
Here's where I'll put the koi pond.
Just picture you with a shovel like, it's not getting flatter.
It's getting hillier.
I'm making it worse. Now I have a lot of little hills.
So I was house hunted and that, you know, it's kind of cool, I guess, you know, because like, you know, you see what you like in the house, see what you don't like. What I don't like is closets that are angled. Like, you remember your room?
Like, yeah. So you got a closet under a stairwell or something. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't mind that for like the auxiliary rooms where I'll like eventually maybe I'll put a kid or two. Or
like a master bedroom.
But a master bedroom with the fucking slanty closet, bro. It's like, come on. I'm not trying to have.
But you're literally, all right, for a little perspective on where you are, you're looking across the street.
Yeah, but I also have, that was this weekend because there's two open houses there, but I'm scheduling appointments now for a couple of places in Comac.
Comac's
and
good.
Melville, Huntington, and Farmingdale. So like
all good areas.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not trying to move to, come on, man, me?
Yeah, you've lived in this sector your whole life. Like, The furthest apartment you had was probably 20 minutes from here?
Yeah, Hop Hog. Like, I guess like right by 347. It was about like 15, 20 minutes
away. It's a podcast. I'm trying to keep it vague. Not everyone knows our weird-ass town.
I said about 15, 20 minutes away.
I'm just saying. We got weird-ass towns around here.
All right. It's like 10 miles away.
They all got funny names.
Hop Hog. Well, it's like an Indian name. Every place
is Indian. Everything around you. Yeah, there was a video. My girlfriend is from Vermont. And then she lived in Florida for a while. So when she first got here, just over a year ago, couldn't pronounce a fucking town.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all bad.
What, because the education system in Florida's
no
good?
No, because how do you spell Patchogue?
Like P-A-T-C-H-O-G-U-E?
Yeah, but to somebody who hasn't lived on Long Island
in their life.
Closer, I think.
Yeah!
I wasn't really paying attention. But to somebody who hasn't lived on Long Island, it looks like Patchogue.
Nah.
Yeah.
I guess, maybe.
Ronkonkoma.
Ronkoma?
Yeah.
Ronkonkoma. Nah, man.
Yapank.
These are some look, man. These are some dummy towns.
There's some dummy names.
Melville. Dix Hill.
That's a good one. Huntington.
Yeah, Huntington.
Fine.
Yeah. You said you didn't want to make this a very specific to where we are, and now that's all we're talking. Yeah, we're just throwing names out at the towns that surround us.
The point is, they're just funny sounding places.
Yeah, but it's not like Titicaca or something like that. It's not like stupid.
Cucamonga.
Where is Cucamonga?
I have no idea. I had to snow Bugs Bunny. Always made a left turn there.
I made a wrong turn at Cucamonga.
This is like my favorite word growing up.
And last thing I did, I guess, was I was going ice skating again. This time wasn't teen night. It was Sunday, so it was a bunch of kids.
Worse.
Like younger kids.
Worse.
Well, I mean, how else am I going to skate, man? Am I going to rent the whole rink out like Rocky? Like,
yeah, right. But it's just you going.
Yeah, well, Jill don't like skating so much, so like she sits out in the way, I guess, where you wait. And she does like colors. I don't know what the fuck she does.
She's got those adult coloring books.
Yeah. So I'm skating around, whatever. And like some lady comes over to me about my age. And she's like, oh man, you was really skating good, man. You should come play hockey with us. We have a co-ed league, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I was like, oh man, she either like really liked my skating, hopefully. Or I don't know. She maybe hit it on me.
But threw a move on you?
Maybe. I don't know. See, like, I'm in a weird place. I'm flattered either way. But like, I hope it's for my skating because like I thought I was doing really good.
She either wants me or my skating skills.
Yeah, man, she might see some talent, you know? Like, right. Oh man, look at this guy, he can skate backwards. Oh my god. Yeah, she was telling me she couldn't skate backwards. I was like, I don't know how competitive this league is, but all
right,
I'll play.
Yeah, right. You just skate backwards around.
Mm-hmm. It's co-ed too, so like,
no hip checking.
I mean, I might.
Put him in the glass.
Boom. Hey, we're equal, right?
Feminism, whack.
Well, that's a good segue.
You want to talk about the Women's March.
Yeah.
Did that affect anything going to work today? Or is there still
today?
Lingering?
No.
I mean, is there still lingering? Anything lingering from that?
No. Apparently all those bitches left their signs in the street, though.
Yeah, like, I figured there'd be some residual damage.
No, I really annoyed the cities that they were in. They were like, well, you could have taken the signs home with you, you know, litter bugs.
Yeah, seriously. Some cardboard.
Yeah.
I thought we were progressive here.
There was a bunch of cool signs, and there was a bunch of, like, retarded signs. Like, there was a bunch of women dressed up like pussies.
Yeah, I saw the pussy hats.
I was literally like a pussy suit.
A whole suit?
Yeah, a whole suit of pussy, and they're like, you try to grab me, and it's just like, all right. I mean, like, I didn't get the whole message of the whole thing. Like, we're women and, like, respect us. I get it. But
I think it went beyond that as far as it wasn't just women marching in this thing.
I know. The gays were there. The guys were there. Like, there's a bunch of people for the earth. That's why I think it lost its message.
It was just people who don't like what he stands for marching.
What, I mean, they don't. I here's my problem with everything. I think that these people, like, I saw this, like, when he got inaugurated, right? I guess it was on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
People, there's the meme of the lady going, no! Like fucking screaming about it, you know?
Yeah. Well, and people are insane on both sides of this.
Equally, yeah. Because the fucking, and the exact opposite, on the right-hand side, there's people that are like, I can't believe you do something like this, and blah, 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 blah.
I know, that cracks me up.
And, but like, you know, time. 4 years ago, I'm not sure if it was when he originally got elected.
When he first was elected, they were burning him in effigy.
Yeah, yeah. They're basically being mad racist, and like, they're like putting like, hey, we'll lynch you, and all this dumb shit, too. So like, I want to hear that nonsense, because like, it's like the holier than thou, like, we would never, blah, 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 blah. But yeah. Okay, you wouldn't protest like that. You'd protest differently. You'd have a smaller group of people, and you'd just be like, fuck that black motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I didn't go do no marching or nothing, but I was watching mm-hmm. some of the coverage online. of the inauguration of the whole.
I particularly liked his speech, man.
I found it really funny. Did you see the meme?
No, which one?
Bane.
Oh yeah, 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 where he copied it from Bane.
I was like, if you're gonna pick a someone, to take your speech from, maybe not the supervillain who tried to blow up a city.
Well, I did like his speech though.
I thought it was a little harsh.
Harsh? In what way?
It was this very like I am the way, loyalty to me.
No, he was saying that that we're gonna talk. We're gonna basically what we're gonna do is we're gonna worry about America first and not give a shit about the other countries as much. We're gonna bring back jobs. We're gonna fucking they're like he basically. I love when he said like we're gonna have Kuwait like fucking like countries like Kuwait fucking protect their own fucking oil, like
right. No, so, all that I'm fine with.
Yeah, well, I mean you're not.
I don't believe he can. I don't think he has the capability.
He's already moving he's moving shit around. The fucking was the Palestinians are all pissed off at him because he's moving the United Nations. He's pulling out of the United Nations, but he's moving a headquarters or something into Tel Aviv instead of Jerusalem, and that's pissing off Palestinians or something like that. I caught it briefly this morning.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what it is because I saw the news bumper, but I didn't really absorb it.
Yeah.
It was when I was walking on a thing and it was like I saw the TV. Mm-hmm. So I don't know enough about that to comment.
So, I mean, like, he's already, he signed some legislature to stop the process of Obamacare. And
which I don't really think that's the best way to handle it.
Why?
He has no alternative.
I'm sure he does.
No, he doesn't. That's the whole thing right now is they have no alternative.
Well, I mean...
So right now, all he's doing is instead of like, we're going to get rid of this corrupt system, put something better, or this system that doesn't work, put something better. He's just going, I'm just going to take your health care.
All right, well, I mean...
That's what I mean. He's a very short-sighted individual.
Look, I have trust in our government, man. Yeah.
This is going to sound like I'm coming down on him, but it's not. Because after the inauguration, I watched... there's a movie, animated DC Comics movie that I watched. The one where Lex Luthor gets elected president. Mm-hmm. And minus the building a super suit and trying to kill people with kryptonite, the whole thing was that his ego was too big to do a bad job. Mm-hmm. And that's... My fingers are crossed for that. I'm hoping that his ego... The same ego that won't let him admit that 17 people showed up to his inauguration.
It was way more than that.
I'm, of course, exaggerating.
Yeah.
But you see those pictures, and that's pretty scarce audience for an inauguration. Though, and when he gets on TV an hour later and says, records were broken, the sun came out when I started speaking, he said that.
Yeah, I know.
You could see the rain during his speech. Then you start going, oh, okay, he's pathological. Let's just hope his ego is so insane that he won't do, you know...
Look, I don't care what this guy thinks he sees as far as like when he, the sun's breaking out when he's talking. Like as long as he does right by America, like I want,
and that's where I'm unconvinced.
I mean, you could be unconvinced, but
he's been in office 2 days. I'm not drawing judgment just yet. Mm-hmm. It says I didn't support the man during the election. I thought his we hit a new low.
I was in the city on Saturday, right, and I took an Uber cab back to my car. And I talked to this guy. He's from Russia, from Cold War Russia. He left there in 1990. So he's about my age. So he was about 10 when he left.
Right.
1980. And he was saying that he found it crazy that Americans think that this guy's a dictator, bro. It's like, you don't know what a dictator is.
Well, that's the other thing. We're worried that he's associating with dictators.
I mean, I guess you consider him a dictator, but like...
He's a dictator. He's a fucking dictator.
Yeah, I understand that. But like, I mean, it's another superpower. Would you rather be friends with Russia or against Russia? We were against Russia for the entire Cold War. What good did that do us?
Right, but instead we're playing into Russia. Russia's playing this long game of basically espionage, of influencing other governments to suit their means. So I don't want to be a part of that.
So, but what's their end game?
Their end game?
Yeah.
A pacified United States that's going to turn a blind eye to their actions.
What's their actions? What are they doing?
Whether they make a land grab, whether they make an oil grab.
Who cares what they do with that? It's not our business. We try to fuck with them the entire Cold War, and all that led to was shit like Vietnam, Afghanistan, when we fucking made ISIS. That cost us the Twin Towers and a whole fucking war in the Middle East because of that. What else? The Cold War. There was Korea.
We know what the Cold War did.
Yeah, man. So like,
we're not looking for a second Cold War. We just don't want to be subservient to Russia when they're.
We are pacified America.
Yeah, but this isolationist thing, I don't.
It's not an isolationist thing.
It's isolationist.
No.
I know he dresses it up with America first, but it's isolationism.
No, I don't think it's isolation, because we're still going to be a world power. We're still going to like do things in other countries. It's just that we need to focus right now on rebuilding America. Look at cities like Detroit,
yeah,
or Cleveland. Bro, they're fucking ripping the precious metals out of the building because there's nothing there.
I agree, but I don't think he has a plan in place to really turn around. He wants to keep jobs in America. That's good. Mm-hmm. But the jobs he's keeping in America are being replaced by robots anyway.
That's those what happened. Those are menial jobs. Those don't pay anything anyway. They're talking about cashiers.
But those are the jobs.
Those aren't the
those
jobs.
Those are the jobs. You were talking about the jobs. He was bragging. He was on Twitter, of course, bragging about how he stopped, what plant was it, from moving to Mexico. Which he didn't do, A.
He did.
He had no part of that. He just took the credit for it.
No.
That's what he does.
He had talked to the fucking, the owner of the factory, yep, or whatever, and he was going to move to Mexico, and he didn't.
Yeah, and all those jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Automated. They're robots.
Dude.
Assembly jobs.
No, some of those jobs were automated, but some of those jobs weren't.
Assembly jobs are going to be automated. That's the real thing we have to address. It's not Mexico.
No.
Automation, it's progress. It's these jobs that used to employ millions of people are now no longer viable jobs.
Okay, they're all automated, but now you need different type of labor. Now you need guys to fucking be the techs for those robots. You need overseers.
Yeah, but you can't get unqualified labor to be techs and overseers.
Well, don't be fucking unqualified.
Well, that's easier said than done.
No, I mean, how hard is it? Dude, I've known a lot of techs in my day, and it doesn't take fucking much to go to a course for like the 2 weekends in a row and figure out just how to work one machine.
You're talking about a copy machine.
Okay, so how much different is it?
Than a hydraulic arm like artificial intelligence to it?
Yeah, so you go for a couple of weeks and you figure it out? I mean, look, man, in this life, anything you put in, you get out, man.
I'm just saying one guy can maintain a factory of those things.
No, definitely not one guy.
Can diagnostic all that.
Absolutely not, because, look.
A small team compared to an entire factory of people.
Yeah, but we need to recreate the American worker is what we have to do.
Yes, but that's the issue. I'm addressing that issue. Mm-hmm. This is a really serious podcast. This is not the normal Painted Black show.
Well, you know, there's no belts up for grab, you know, there's, this is like a little less kidding around today, you know, we're just talking.
A lot less kidding around.
Yeah.
My point being is that the jobs of yesterday don't exist. And now, you can't make a living off them anyway.
Yeah, I know.
You used to be able to make a living as a clerk. Now, good luck affording a studio apartment.
Well, a clerk is different now. A clerk is like a data entry guy. You know,
you can't make a living off a data entry.
I'm not the greatest.
You can make $28,000 a year.
You can make more than that. Yeah, Justin Lehrer does it. He makes like something like $45,000, $50,000 a year. And if obviously you need to be a two-income family, but like you could live off that.
I don't know. I don't think those jobs are necessary. He's probably makes that much because he's the guy that does it. You know?
What do you mean?
That they don't have a whole room full of data entry people necessarily tapping away making that kind of money.
You know what? I'm going to see him in about a month and I'll ask him again. But
I'd be curious to know that.
Yeah, because we did the baseball draft. But because that's what he mentioned to me. He said he hates his job, obviously. It's just like they're over his shoulder and he's just entering data.
Yeah, it's mindless.
Yeah, but I mean, like, look, that's what happens, man. If you don't have a particular skill and your skill is that, you're going to have a fucking whack job. I mean, like, your job and my job, like, we got behind. It's a little bit easier because, like, you're an art. You have art design, or whatever. So it's like you kind of make it's a little bit lax in the field, and like I'm sure you've had bosses that busted your balls, but you know, like, you can still put on your earbuds and do your thing, and like, you know.
Yeah, it's a little more lax
because you know you have a fucking a different skill. Like, you know, like that's not, and no one off the street could just do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but at the same time, I work my ass off.
I'm not saying you don't work
and
your ass off.
I don't make that much money.
Well, no.
I hustle. That's the thing. A lot of side gigs. You know, that's the only reason I've survived as long as I have is side gigs and, you know, constant networking and bullshit.
Well, going back to the Trump thing, Trump said he wanted to rebuild our infrastructure. And I feel that that's how a lot of those guys who had factory jobs are going to get back to work. You know, I think it's going to be a good thing, man. Like, I feel that there's like, first of all of our airports are fucked up. I mean, we need to rebuild all those. Like, if you go, I've seen videos of and like pictures of like of airports in like Dubai and airports in like other countries.
Well, I'm not arguing any of that. I'm just saying I don't think he has the wherewithal to do it.
I mean,
I don't think he has a plan on national security. Nobody agrees more that Islamic terrorism is a fucking problem. It's the biggest problem facing us. I don't think he has a secret plan to defeat ISIS. He says things. That's why I don't trust him. He says things and then he lies about it the next day. He says one thing and then tweets the other thing. And then whenever he's questioned, he attacks. So there's nowhere to go. You're just listen to him or don't. But the thing is, he gets up there and he lies through his teeth about every fucking thing he says. He got elected. Next day he was going back on like, well, the wall's going to be a fence and we're not going to lock her up. You know, I'm fine with that. But you're already like, yeah, I'm a bullshit artist. And I've had plenty of jobs, tons of jobs. You remember those Indian fucks I worked for?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They took control of that company that I was working for. They bought the share. We're going to double your pay. We're going to open up a second office. This is going to be great. Benefits, everything. A year later, out of business. And then whenever you would question them, and the only reason I ask is because they come from a similar background of like startup money.
Mm-hmm.
They were handed money, failed a bunch of times, managed to fail upward, and then crashed once put into a position of power.
All right, man. Well, Trump, I mean, he's been around since we were kids, man. He still has, I mean, he's still doing business, man. Yeah.
Well,
you know, there's something to say about that.
It's great when he's got a TV show that probably pays him a lot of money. It's great when he's
how much
got
some real estate. A reality television
when
show?
He owns real estate in New York, you're going to make money. When you're peddling stakes and stealing people's money with a fake university, now I'm calling into question your qualifications.
Well, look, man, I have trust in
plus, I watched the movie Arrival last night. You see that?
Which was that?
Aliens come to the planet. They get Amy Adams, who's a linguist.
No, I didn't see that.
To decipher their language.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole crux of the movie is, are they here for good or evil? Do we attack? Do we try to communicate? And they're all trying to communicate, and then finally China's like, we had enough, attack. And then it's about stopping a world war from breaking out. That shit happens under a Trump administration, dude. Buttons are getting pressed. Those things are just entering the atmosphere. It's like, ah.
Well look, I'm not gonna worry too much about fucking aliens coming down.
I know, but it's a thought I had last night that stuck with me for some reason, because it ends up saving humanity what they came to talk to us about.
They're like, no, guys, seriously, renewable energy. Friend? No,
it's to essentially stop war. Like, they have a way to stop. I'm not going to spoil things.
I don't care.
It's a really good movie, that's why. But,
I heard,
I lost my train of thought.
Speaking of movies, I heard a couple of my friends saw Split. They said it was good. Now, I'm not an M. Night Shyamalan guy, but I'll give him one more shot because I do like the actor, the what's his face from
that's
the X-Men?
James McAvoy.
Yeah, I like James McAvoy. Everything he's done has been pretty solid.
Here's what I know about Split.
Mm-hmm.
I know the ending.
Well, then the movie's probably garbage.
No, there's a twist ending.
Of course.
But it's not what you think it is. I could spoil it.
Don't spoil that one.
Okay. Because I know you,
mm-hmm.
and you wouldn't care about this ending. Listeners might.
All right.
But I really didn't have any interest in seeing it.
Now you do?
Until I found out what happens in the last 15 seconds or something.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm curious what they're doing there.
But the movie, the previews look pretty good, I thought.
He's a good actor. Mm-hmm. I like him. And I like a good claustrophobic horror movie.
Look, 10 Cloverfield Lane was an awesome movie. I thought that was...
Where's John Goodman's Oscar for that thing?
Who won the... Oh, Leo, right?
No, he would be up this year. I just don't think he's going to get it.
Oh, that hasn't happened yet, right?
It's next month, I think.
Yeah. Who's up for it? Are they even
they haven't announced the nominees, but we kind of know at least the movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's Moonlight, it's La La Land, it's Manchester by the Sea, it's, there's a couple in there. Deadpool, probably.
No way.
Deadpool got nominated for a Golden Globe.
For what?
Best movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. That's awesome. That's so awesome.
Best movie in, like, a comedy or musical or something.
Why can't, like, it just be the best movie?
Because it is the best movie.
Well, I'm saying, like, there's no one who paid their good money to go see that didn't leave happy.
I speak to a lot of people about movies.
Mm-hmm.
Now one person has been like, piece of shit.
Yeah. That movie had everyone laughing the entire time. It had good action to it. Fully entertaining.
Great direction.
Yeah.
What else you want? That non-linear storytelling.
Yeah.
They love that shit. And La La Land, boring.
I tried to get the girls. The girls wanted to watch it, so I put on the Amazon Fire Stick, and I don't know, they weren't into it too much.
No, that SNL did a whole bit about that.
Yeah,
this week it was your boy Aziz.
Aziz Ansari.
He was hosting. So it's him in an interrogation room at a police station. He's like, well, will somebody tell me what I did? And the cops come in. They're like, somebody didn't like La La Land, did he? And he's like, he goes, no, I thought it was fine. I just didn't think it was the greatest thing ever. And they're like, you son of a bitch! And they start smashing furniture. And then they bring in Kenan Thompson. Like, oh, we got another one. He goes, they're like, what are you in for? He goes, I couldn't get into Westworld.
Keenan Thompson, you know, I just actually saw him at the Knick game about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
They did this whole little bit where, like, celebrities, people that look like celebrities, so they go in the audience, and they're like, oh, this guy looks like Questlove, and it was just some dude who looked like Questlove. And they finally get to Keenan Thompson, and it was like, ended up just being Keenan Thompson.
Yeah.
And he had, like, the most baller platinum pinky ring I've ever seen in my life. Apparently, they make a pretty decent amount of money on that show.
He's also either just or about to broke the record for longest cast member.
Who is it? The Weathers? Not Weathers.
Probably Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows, that's what I meant.
Tim Meadows is probably the current title holder.
The sweetest gig on earth is being the token black guy in SNL.
Yeah. Well, Keenan's been on it for like 15 years or something.
Oh, dude, he was on it when I was in high school, right? It
had to be like right around either end of high school.
He goes back to Will Ferrell and the other guy who left, not the Roxbury.
Catan.
He goes back to those guys for sure, right?
Probably.
And they've been out for, I think Will Ferrell left in what, 01, 02 or something like that?
Yeah, that's when his movie career took off.
Yeah. I mean, he might be the most successful person ever. Actually, Bill Murray, I guess, right?
You can't, half those people, well, they go in waves, you know? Mike Myers was the biggest thing in the world for a couple of years there.
And then a guru later.
a love guru later, and it's over.
Like, we put no more money into that guy. He's fucking trash.
Poison.
Oh, my God. We lost so much money.
Chevy Chase was the biggest thing in the world for a couple of years in the 80s.
But I heard he was hard to work with, though.
Oh, he's a dick.
Like, that was his problem. Like, people just didn't want to work with him anymore.
He's a tremendous dickhead.
His movies always made money, though, I thought.
Because his movies, for the most part, high quality.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is a staple of Christmas. Always got to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
What was that movie where they're trying to sell the house, or they buy this house in the countryside?
Oh, Funny Farm.
Funny Farm, great.
Funny Farm is a good movie.
National Lampoon's, the other ones, not the Christmas
ones. Fucking Three Amigos.
Three Amigos.
Three Amigos is a personal favorite. Just look at our little picture we got there.
Yeah, right. That was, by the way, Lou. That got a lot of life out of that, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Fletch.
Fletch. That was an awesome flick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, great catalog, but I think he's just too much of a dick to work with, you know?
He got old, and I think he got crotchety, and everyone was like, that's enough of that. But then he went on Community.
And he killed it on Community,
he
too,
right? He burned that bridge hard, though.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what can you do?
Like, he went after the creator of the thing, got the guy fired and shit. This is Dan Harmon. This guy's no slouch. Guy made Rick and Morty.
That's the guy who made Rick and Morty? I'm sorry. The guy who made Community made Rick and Morty?
Yep.
That's probably why it's so quality, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, I didn't really watch Community that much, but the 10 episodes I did watch of Community were all hilarious.
Oh, you got to go back and watch some of them. Skip the first season. Go right into 2, because that's when they stopped trying to be a sitcom and just went insane. Watch 2 and 3, skip 4, watch 5.
The new Rick and Morty's coming out soon, too, right?
Fucking A, it is.
It's like, was it next month or the month after that?
From what I'm hearing, it's...
March?
It's about... Yeah, I think March.
I think Brad told me last night, but I was like... I was like so excited that it was coming out. And I just didn't remember what day it was.
The fucking best show.
I love that show, man.
If you haven't watched Rick and Morty, what the fuck?
Gotta watch Rick and Morty, dude.
Where'd you find it? Brian texted me a photo of like Rick and Morty the other day.
Oh yeah, it was on the Facebook feed. It was just like they want you to buy shit. It's just a T-shirt.
I didn't know if that was a T-shirt or promo image or what. It was them doing the Stankonia Outcast cover.
You know, I recognized it was an album cover. I just didn't know which album cover it was. And then luckily you knew.
Yeah. Well, it's like,
oh no, actually Jill knew. I was like, it's Stankonia. And then you were like, oh fucking yeah, it's Stankonia. Because you knew it was Outkast.
I didn't know the album.
You know the album.
I did know it was like one of the three rap albums I ever owned. That's a good album.
Yeah, whatever happened to Outkast? I love that double album they put out, and they never came back. Did anything?
I don't know what happened to them.
They put, I guess, you know what? They put money with that stupid movie they did with about the airport.
Idlewild,
and that probably made no money, and they were like, ugh.
I never saw it, to be honest.
I mean, I never saw it either. It wasn't in my wheelhouse.
I know Andre 3000 tried to do a couple movies there.
He was in a bunch of Four Brothers, the Jimi Hendrix movie.
That basketball movie with Will Ferrell? Semi-pro?
Semi-pro? He played Black Coffee. Coffee Black. Coffee Black.
He played Jimi Hendrix in a thing.
That wasn't good. I didn't like it.
I didn't care for it.
Because the whole point of the movie was that he was a philanderer and like a dickhead. And it wasn't like about how he became like this monster guitar player. It was, yeah. I don't know.
When you, I had this thought about Hendrix the other day. He was a kid.
Yeah, yeah. He died when he was 27. Kid,
27.
Yeah, I'm already fucking almost, was it? I'm 7 years older than that already.
Yeah. We passed our Jesus year.
Yeah, because what? Morrison died that year, same age. Morrison, Belushi, Cobain. Farley, Cobain, this guy.
Joplin, I think.
Janis Joplin, yeah.
Yeah, 27. I used to have a poster of the 27 Club.
Yeah.
And that was pre-Cobain.
That was pre-Cobain?
Yeah. He wasn't on there yet.
Damn, that's so young, man. Like, do you think he would have, that band would have gone on and been like one of the best bands ever? Like Metallica? Or do you think they would have, like, you know.
Frankly, my opinion of Nirvana is not that high.
I think they're okay. Like, I like them, but I don't hold them in such high regard like that.
I consider them kind of overrated.
I like Soundgarden way better.
Yeah, of that era, of the grunge era. Mm-hmm. I'll take a Pearl Jam. I'll take a Soundgarden.
Soundgarden. Pearl Jam is like equal.
I'll take an Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains is right there with Soundgarden with me. I like them better because their sound was so different.
Yeah.
Stone Temple Pilots. Like, yeah. They're not from Seattle, but like they were the grunge, you know, all that shit.
While I'm doing that, let me throw a shout out to a band I saw this week, Jet City.
Oh, that's Daniela's band, right?
Yep. It's actually a bunch of like local musicians got together and formed a cover group. Yeah, they're all a little older now, so they're just playing for the fun of it. Mm-hmm. But if you can find their stuff online, I think they're putting it up online.
What song, what covers they do?
It's all shit from our day. So it's all good.
My day is today, Pete. I'm not that old. Come on now.
I mean, it was a lot of STP and Soundgarden. Mm-hmm. They even did some like Audio Slave. They did some Weezer. They did...
Weezer, what album?
They did Say It Ain't So.
Say It. It's a great song.
They did some Radiohead. And I'm telling you... My friend Lou, not Lou from this show, different Lou, Luigi. He's their lead singer, and credit to him. If you're going to cover songs, you maybe try to steer away from the Chris Cornells of the world. Mm-hmm. But he pulled it off. Oh. Guy's got pipes. It's a badass show. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what were we saying? Stone Temple Pilots?
Yeah, I think we all derived from the Trump thing, but I want to get back, I guess, to the serious part of the whole thing. What I took away from the protest and the march was that I felt that everyone was there for their own agendas. Like everyone was Facebooking everything. I saw everyone who I knew that went there, selfies, Facebooking it up, being like,
of course. But at the same time, we have a president who lives on Twitter trolling people. So this is the world we live in. Everybody does.
He said that we were all y'all in on election day. I mean, I get, you know, it is true. I mean, if the, you know, I don't know.
Did you hear the Trumpster yet?
The what?
Mark Hamill's thing?
No.
Mark Hamill has been reading Trump's tweets as the Joker, and they're magical. They're magical. And then the girl who does Harley has been reading Kellyanne Conway's. It's fucking, even if you like Trump, if you're a Trump fan, it's just funny.
No, I 100% agree, because it sounds like he'll make it sound maniacal.
Because he phrases things kind of maniacally, so when you add some Joker laughter in there, what was his thing on? Was it New Year's? Was it Merry Christmas to all my many enemies?
I'm with the Trump thing though, man. I think for the last shit, I don't know, even Bush and Clinton, like we've just cared about what was going on outside of this country more than what was going on inside. I think we let a lot of our shit go bad, man. Like,
well, I agree with partially that, but I also feel like we elected a guy with no foresight, no experience, no idea how any of this works, and we're just kind of taking his word. And the more we take his word, the more he reveals himself to be a complete and utter narcissist and a liar.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's the president for 4 years.
Well, I'm hoping that's...
No, it doesn't matter if you hope. I'm just saying, he's the president.
No, he's the president for 4 years, unless, you know, I think he's a fucking traitor for, you know, colluding with a foreign government to influence an election. And I think he should release his tax returns, because I think that's what he's hiding, is that he
said he released it when the other chick releases her fucking emails.
Well, sooner or later, it's not going to come down to him. Okay, sooner or later, Anonymous is going to get their hooks in there. And
Anonymous fucks people that fucks the people that fuck with the people.
They put out a call.
They did?
They said, we're getting your fucking tax returns.
That's fine, whatever.
And I would like to see them.
All right, what are you gonna? What do you think you're gonna see though?
I think he owes a debt to Russia. I think he colluded with Russia in the whole election hack.
I
think they got some shit on him, other than the obvious pee-pee party.
And his tax returns, what are you going to see?
You're going to see that he's probably not as rich as he says he is. You're going to see debts to foreign governments. Like, he owns a lot of real estate in Russia. So I think there's money owed there. And I think there's deals have been made. He's such a deal maker. He wrote The Art of the Deal. He made some deals, and they're going to own him. And I would like to know that. I feel like that's kind of an important thing. If we're all going to get bent out of shape during an election about emails, fucking emails. Nobody knows what the fuck's in these emails, but we just caught up with the hype word of emails. I would like to know why our president is colluding with a foreign power to commit espionage.
Okay, but like, look. Would you rather have had Hillary, where she's basically going to be like a socialistic thing where everyone is going to, like, I hate this whole, like, everyone gets everything. Like, you always say you hate the fucking everyone gets a trophy shit.
Yeah, but I feel like we elected the kid who got the trophy, who got the participation trophy.
I mean,
he's the perfect. That's what I don't understand. Yes, I don't like this participation trophy. Everybody's a snowflake shit. Because, yes, it's stupid. But when it comes to the man, mm-hmm. he's the ultimate of that.
I don't think so, though. The guy.
He is. He can't admit that people didn't show up to his inauguration. He can't admit that he lost the popular vote. He can't admit anything.
Well, here's the thing. What if he's just doing this so that people keep talking about him?
Frankly, I think it's diversion. I think every time that there's a thing with Russia, he's like, Pence, go to Hamilton.
They booed him in Hamilton, man.
I think he's just, I think he may be craftier than we give him credit for in that respect, where he knows how to divert.
He knows how social media works. He worked like clock. That's why he's the president of the United States of America.
He's a troll. He knows how to troll.
Yeah, I mean, he says what people want to hear, and he says what people don't want to hear. Like it's weird because he hasn't. The reason why I like him is he doesn't play both sides. He's just like, look, this is who I am, and that's it.
Yeah, he plays his side, mm-hmm. and I don't trust his side. I don't trust him. I think he's certifiable.
So, all right, let's just say you think he's in collusion with Russia. Like, what do you think that's going to mean?
It means he committed treason to influence an election in his favor. That's kind of a big thing to go against your government, your people, to work with a foreign power who's not traditionally a buddy of ours, mm-hmm. in order to gain for personal gain.
Well, that's what in 1776 we did with the French, bro. Like,
that's called an alliance. That's different. And that was a revolution. There was no constitution in place. There was no government in place. There was no country. It's a completely different thing.
Yeah, I guess. But, look, man.
Nixon got impeached for less.
No, I mean, it's still not, you can't prove it, though.
Until you can.
Yeah, I don't think you're ever going to prove it.
Well, you never know. This world is.
So, I mean, then you want Pence as your president?
I don't want Pence, but I feel like you could negotiate with Pence.
Pence, he's fucking hates gays, bro. He straight up is like, I don't get it. Don't like him.
No, I get that. But I still feel like he's a politician, and I still feel like he's not, does not share my values, mm-hmm. but I feel like he's at least not a complete maniac.
I think that Trump gets a bad rap, man. I don't think he's.
I think he's a complete and utter delusional narcissist.
I mean,
whatever. I think he would have no problem throwing a nuke. And, like, if a nuke came back,
never, ever going to throw
I'm just saying, a hypothetical. If he threw a nuke, his attitude would be like, well, what if they shoot one back? He'd be like, I'll be fine. I'm Trump.
No, he's never going to shoot a nuke, Pete. It's not going to happen.
It's a hypothetical.
Yeah.
But it's a hypothetical.
All right, but that's ridiculous. Are you saying that he would be the guy to shoot a nuke? But he's just not.
I said
not,
if. I'm making an example of how he thinks he's above it all.
I mean, so what would you rather have your president be like?
Fucking competent. No, have a plan. Have these issues. Mm-hmm. Have these opinions. But don't just be like, it'll be great. It'll be great. It's going to be amazing.
Let me ask you this question. When the last president got elected, Barack Obama, he said that he was going to get out of Afghanistan, get out of all this shit, right? Did you question his plan? Did he have a plan? Because we're still in Afghanistan. He didn't do what he said he was going to do.
No, of course I questioned it.
He didn't have a plan. What was his plan? He said he was just going to leave.
But at the same time, he had plans for things.
Like?
Healthcare.
he has Obamacare. He had Obamacare, but that was until like much later.
Because this is politics. Things don't just happen with a snap of your finger.
No, man. I get it, but unless that was his second
Trump order. Signing an executive order. Wasn't Obamacare
his second term?
Yeah, Obamacare was the second. So that's what he ran on the second term.
Okay, but the first term, what he said he was going to do all this shit. But he didn't give you a plan. So what I'm saying to you with Trump is. He didn't lay out a plan for you, but neither did any other president in your fucking lifetime. What plans did they lay out for you? When George Bush got elected, what was his plan?
I couldn't vote back then.
You did so vote. I voted for George Bush.
I didn't vote in 2000. I was 17.
I was 18.
Yeah.
All right. I forgot you're literally...
It happened after the election. I was on board for Bush for whatever reason, because my parents are Republicans. Mm-hmm. It was second term I didn't vote for him.
Second term I voted for him. I voted for Barry then. And then I didn't vote at all. I was a little jaded by the whole thing. And then I voted for Trump this time. Hillary, man, I just didn't like her, man. I thought that she was too socialistic, and I just didn't like her. I just didn't like her, man.
No, that's fine.
I like Trump's whole thing about rebuilding America.
Everyone assumes, because of my opinions on Trump, that I'm this pro-Hillary guy. I fucking hated Hillary. Hillary spoke at my college graduation. I didn't go.
Did Farmingdale?
Yeah. Right. I don't like Hillary Clinton. I just think better to pick somebody who I think is extremely capable of doing a job rather than a rambling madman who offered nothing but just the most despicable bullshit for a year.
I'm also intrigued that he's not a politician. Like,
I don't get that same comfort.
Why?
Because I don't think he knows how things work.
So what? All politicians who have been doing things these last how many years you've been alive do know how it works. And are we any better? You're a college graduate, Pete.
I think things are better than they were a couple years ago.
No, they're not.
We had a fucking recession.
Yeah, in 2008.
And things have slowly built the back up over the past.
No, we didn't. Barack Obama acquired more debt for this country than any other all the other presidents combined.
Right, but he was doing so in order to lift up the American workforce. Like, I know personally I'm better off than I was back then.
How much better off? You still don't like own a house, and you don't like your job will never make a certain amount of money for you to really live on.
No, frankly, I'm jaded on that whole thing, but I do not think for one second that Trump has my concerns in mind.
No, he doesn't have Pete Berg's concerns.
He said this whole clear in the swamp thing, and he did that by hiring a bunch of people from Goldman Sachs and giving jobs to bankers.
Like, he's
looking out for, he's a president for profit.
I'm not seeing it, man. I think that he hired some people who worked the system, and they know how to fucking
make. I don't agree. He's putting people. It's like he Googled the department, found the guy who opposed it the most, and put them in to utterly neuter that.
So who would you want to see in charge of these things?
All right, like instead of, I'm blanking on the names, but instead of the guy who wanted to dismantle and doesn't believe in climate change and wants to destroy the EPA, maybe not put him in charge. Because he's going to do, I think the plan is, he's the guy who's going to do the bare minimum to keep his job and not get in Trump's way.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, so for the EPA.
Yeah.
He
hired a guy that doesn't believe in fucking
climate change denier. Yeah. Guy who's railed against the EPA, wanted to dismantle the whole thing.
All right.
So what he did there was he put somebody in that position that's not going to do his job. Or do the bare minimum to keep his job.
To be fair, what did the guy from the EPA who in Barack's term do that was so great?
We actually had a whole plan that he now I don't have the information in front of me.
Because all I know is that people in we've been fracking all over the United States, and people's water in Detroit is lighting a motherfucking fire, Pete. So
yes,
I don't think
the guy did
the greatest job.
But we recently, I think in the past year, he came up with some sort of emissions bill and like some sort of plan that Trump got rid of on day two.
All right, but
so instead of doing at least paying lip service and trying to do a thing, he's getting rid of it all entirely.
Can we both agree that the Earth, the climate change was happening, right? And it wasn't getting any better.
I don't think
because every time I watch Vice, he said we're not doing anything. It's not getting any better. Blah 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 blah.
Right, because so it was just us doing it.
Oh,
and now we're throwing it out.
What do we do to do? What do we do? I'm asking you, what did the guy who led the EPA do to help out global warming?
Don't let my lack of specific information confuse this topic. I guarantee you, because I know of these bills at least that were being passed. I just don't know what's in them because I'm not researching
go. All right, I won't kill you for that.
Like, I don't know off the top of my head, but I know that things were in motion that were quickly I at least know things were being addressed. Mm-hmm. And then you put Trump in office and he just wipes it clean. So instead of at least discussing or paying lip service to a thing, we're now just being like, nope, won't make money. Fuck it.
Okay. But can we all agree that as far as America goes, the most important thing for America is to get the people, a middle class back?
Yes, that is the most important
thing. Okay, so let's just say you have a certain amount of funds and effort and time and whatever to give out you know, throughout the United States as far as like all these programs, right? And the environment, man, if he was just, that's not a big thing on his fucking docket, man. He's like, I need to get America going again.
Well, I'm just not convinced of what little he has given us. He's basically gone back to trickle-down economics. Didn't work in the 80s. It's not going to work now. And that's it. That's all we have. That's all we know. That, and he wants to dismantle everything because he could get a better deal. Every treaty we have, every agreement we have, he can get a better deal. It's what he does. I don't think he's as good as he says he is. I'm hoping he is. It's like Barry said, we want him to succeed because if he succeeds, we all succeed. I'm pulling for this guy. I just have severe reservations about him.
Another thing with Barack Obama, like I thought he was a very, very average president, but he when he left because of what happened with the election, everyone has this like false sense of like, oh my God, he was either the best president or the worst president we ever had.
I think a lot of that falls into just party politics. Mm-hmm. Because he was a social media president. And
his best,
I liked Obama. I disagreed with a lot of Obama's stuff.
His best thing,
his foreign policy was garbage.
He was a great speaker, I thought. Like that was his best attribute. And I think he was able to inspire a lot of people.
I admired his dignity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very stoic. Like a Morgan Freeman type, you know, just like very, very smooth voice.
Right, right. Like, I hope his next career is narrating the Shawshank Redemption sequel.
Andy Dufresne.
Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
He'd walk through 3 miles of shit.
Cost me 2 packs of cigarettes, Andy Dufresne. Didn't make a peep the whole night.
No, but I do think his foreign policy was garbage. He did nothing to stop any kind of terrorist act or ISIS. That, you know, that's...
I was most, because when I voted for him initially, I was really, really jaded on the whole Bush administration. I felt that they made a legal war over there. And then he said that he was going to change. He was going to bring our boys home. He was going to fucking bring back the economy. He was going to do all this stuff.
Of course, it's...
Close Guantanamo.
This can apply to Trump and Obama, mm-hmm. to any president. But there's always 10 other consequences to every action. And I get the feeling... If I was ever in that seat, I try to put myself in that seat. You got to weigh the promise versus the consequences.
What would be the consequences of pulling out of Afghanistan, you think?
Stabilizing the entire region, leaving a vortex that would possibly cause an organization like ISIS to form?
But we're still there.
Yeah, but when we pulled out, ISIS took over.
We're not totally pulled out of there, though.
Yeah, we didn't leave enough to stop that.
Bro, the terrorists... organizations will always happen. Like that's just nature of the beast. Because there's radical people, not just Muslims. There's radical people of anything. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're gonna form. The only thing with the Muslim people is they're willing to sacrifice their lives. So like, you know, it's hard to stop a guy with a bomb strapped to him to walk into a crowd of public. You know?
Right. But what they left there wasn't a stable enough environment that the people themselves could combat that. The sane people of the region.
All right, now. Do you think, though, that let's just say ISIS, right? Do you think that we would have an easier time stopping ISIS if we had less illegals in this country and it was harder to get in and out?
Do you think it's an interesting question because I'm not entirely convinced they've done all that much here with illegals.
I mean, I know 9/11 at least.
Because we have, all right, 9/11 is a whole different animal. That was a world ago.
True, that was 16 years ago and it was a totally different world.
That was at that point. Different. World entirely than what we have now. For example, you can't recruit by Facebook in, you know, 2001. Yeah. Now, half these recruits, these ISIS isolated terror attacks, are just done by Facebook.
Well, okay, but...
And I do think we need some sort of immigration policy. I'm not for letting in every Syrian that wants to come in. I'm not for that.
So, okay, you're a liberal guy. So, like, how would you sift through them?
I don't know. I honestly don't have...
Because now you create a problem for yourself because it's either like you have to come in a certain way or now you're just picking and choosing who gets to come in.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I have very big problems with. I'm worried saying this on microphones, but with that whole religion.
Oh, Muslims?
As with religion in general, I should say. I don't like
I don't,
any of it.
I don't have a problem with the Muslim religion. I think that at heart, the good people, like the just like the good like Christians. Yeah.
This
and
is
Catholics,
where we flip sides, by the way.
Catholic people who aren't the Baptist Church, you know, like that's like their
the
version, the Westboro Baptist Church. That's like the ISIS version of Catholicism.
Yeah, but they don't kill nobody either.
It's almost worse. It's not almost worse.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah,
it's
but
a little different.
It's like it's despicable.
It's despicable.
It's despicable.
But if ISIS, their whole plan was to call us fags, fucking fine.
All right. No, I get it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure that I'm not thinking of it, but there is a radical Catholic thing that, like, you know, did something. I guess, could you even consider the Ku Klux Klan like a radical Catholic organization? Because
I would.
All right. So they've killed many black people, and I'm sure they've, you know, given the beat down and killed Latinos and Muslims and all of America, you know?
Right.
So I think there's always going to be radicals. It's you're not going to get rid of that by just, like, by keeping soldiers there, man. The only thing you're going to do is endanger your men. You're going to send up our young boys and women.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So with that, we were there.
Mm-hmm.
We already had committed to that through means that, by the way, I was not a Bush guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not going to agree with that.
We
should not have gone in.
No, to be fair, though, after 9/11, I think everyone was a Bush guy.
We were
rah-rah-rah.
We were behind our president.
Mm-hmm. Because that was like, dude, like, I had other things, and we had other things going on in our life, but, like, if I was in a different, like, if I didn't come from, like, a lot of dough, and I didn't have these opportunities, I would have definitely joined the military.
No, I turned tail on Bush after the Iraq invasion. That's when I was like, that's enough.
I didn't get it, no. It wasn't during the invasion. It was after, like, everything came
the
out.
The occupation.
Yeah, it was just like, We did this to attack. Okay, because I was a kid. I was still like 20 years old. All right, we're attacking Iraq. All right, whatever. Like, I don't know why, but okay, they have, you know, yellow cake uranium. Okay, whatever. And then it turned out they had nothing. We just pretty much went over there to plant our flag and to fucking, you know.
Yeah, and that is the root cause of 9/11. That's the root cause. Like, not 9/11. 9/11 was the root cause of that, but everything since then has been from that.
Yeah, well, they got to do the Patriot Act because of 9/11. Mm-hmm. Like, we gave away a lot of our freedoms.
NSA came into being, or at least into power.
I feel no. I don't think the government, and particularly with me, at least, is like spying on me or doing anything.
I mean, let's be real. Like, we can have this debate, but we're straight white guys. Like,
yeah.
Shit's probably not going to change for either of us all that much.
But, like, if you were like a black guy or something like that, that, like, you know, at a college that was trying to, like, get people together to march and do something, they're definitely spying on you.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
They're not listening to this show where we fucking make dick jokes all day. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, like, all right, we got these two guys.
I don't know. They got that brown fellow who's normally.
I don't trust him. He's not on the books anywhere. I don't know. That's a Lou Baron, Lou. He got no job, motherfucker. I want to see your tax returns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's the most uninteresting piece of paper ever.
It's like, he owes. Oh, man.
Anyway.
I mean.
Shit, I'm going horse.
Yeah, you know what? Usually do the. I mean, yeah, I guess we might as well skip all that shit and just maybe, because we're at an hour, we might as well just do like maybe like 10 more minutes and of this. And
you know what? It was a slow news week because, like, as far as dumb news that we normally cover goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because of everything that's been going on, there's big stories, and contained within those big stories are all the dumb stories.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go into that
because
we're normally not that kind of show. I was not anticipating today's episode.
Honestly, it's kind of a cool episode just because we've never done anything.
It's definitely
like
breaking
this.
Format.
Yeah. Well, you know, we get the Lou break. You know, we got his unsophisticated ass out of here. We had a real conversation.
Oh, I think is he reigning champ?
Yeah, he's reigning champ. So he gets to keep his title.
All right, we'll let him keep it. Mm-hmm. So this is a. This is in honor of Lou's belt. We're not going to try to transfer it to anybody.
You know what's funny, too? Like, Stan had wanted us to go on his show to, like, talk about all this shit.
Yeah.
And he wanted to know our opinions on all this stuff. So I guess he'll get a real fucking hard on listening to this episode.
Well, I'd like to. I always like hearing Stan's opinion, too. He's a smart dude. Mm-hmm. You know, and listening to his show, I get a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I'm in my bubble, as is now popular to say. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to branch out of that more.
Absolutely. But as far as I think, as far as this the whole march, I want to go one more time back at the march. I just didn't get everyone's deal. Like I don't know.
It's the nature of protests in 2017.
My friend who came on the show, Steve, he said that they all walked to Manhattan, the biggest city in the world, but that's where Trump's located. They all march on his tower, and then I'm like, what happened when you got there? They're like, we were asked to we were shooed away at when we got a block within a block.
Well, that's the thing. You're in a position as a marcher. Mm-hmm. What are you going to riot?
No, they did riot though. Not in New York per se, but they rioted around the country. Some places, but it was white people riots. It was some garbage cans. Yeah, and your car was lit on fire. But
if even,
yeah, I think Dallas Cowboys would have won. You would have seen some rioting.
No, you got to learn from sports teams how to riot.
Proper riot is got. You got to have a lot of arson.
These weren't just marches in this country. These were marches around the world. But they don't want to devolve into a riot, because that's just playing.
You see, again,
that's just giving credit. I know what you're going to say, that America first thing, mm-hmm. but if you do that, you're playing into the other side.
Look,
but if you don't do something,
do you think these
you're neutered? It's a hard.
Do you think these other countries have our best interests in mind?
I think they need us.
For what?
Trade partnerships, defense.
They're scared of us, man. We're the biggest. Honestly, we're the most.
Not for long.
Well, why?
Because if we close up, then that
no
position has
not
to
close up forever. Not put like a Great Wall of China. I'm just talking about
no. But
coming
if
in,
we back down, if we back off, mm-hmm. somebody else fills the void.
No, it's not.
Yes, that's how it works.
Who's fucking with us?
If we back away, mm-hmm. withdraw support for various things. If we
so, what country
cut
do you say doing Russia?
China.
China.
Absolutely, China. 100% China.
Dude, I mean, you've seen
inevitably
Vice.
China.
Nah, you've seen Vice, bro. They have skeleton cities, bro. They don't know what they're fucking doing over there. Everyone talks about this China menace and all this stuff, and
it's
eventually
a massive fucking country, though. It's
like, always been a massive country.
Yeah, but it's like saying that everyone in America is like this. But have you been to the Midwest? It's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's because we're from a major metropolitan
city.
That's
what I mean. You go out there, it's a desolate wasteland. It's like Road Warrior.
Yeah, but those are the motherfuckers that are fighting the wars for us, not us.
But that's what I mean. It's like, of course, you go look at China, there's Hong Kong, and then there's like some rice paddy somewhere.
It's mostly the rice paddy somewhere, and then there's
this country is mostly the rice paddy somewhere.
No, man, there's big. We have 32 sports teams, bro, and fucking all major cities. Like, you know,
we got one city estate, so
no, we got more than one city estate, bro. Look, California has fucking how many major?
California
cities?
California is a monster size.
Texas,
state. Monster size state.
New York.
How many big cities do we have?
We have
New York City.
Yeah, we have New York City, which is the biggest city maybe in the world. Like, as far as like commerce and everything like that, like,
yeah,
then you had Albany, Buffalo. They're less now because of that trade route's gone down,
yeah.
But Long Island, Queens, Brooklyn, these are big cities.
I count that all as New York, New York City.
Okay, well,
they're
then,
the five boroughs.
Well, then you're just talking about upstate New York, all right?
Yeah, you don't have a big city on Long Island, you have Manhattan, you have New York City, and that's it for New York.
Florida's got like two or three major cities. You got Tampa Bay, you got Jacksonville, and you got Miami. That's three major cities.
Yeah, and the rest of that state is a scary-ass swamp filled with giant alligators. You see that video?
Yeah, I've seen the video of giant alligators, but I've also seen a video of Jay Sager sitting on one and fucking bitching it. So
I wanted to address this. So before we close out, we should address the alligator. They're bitches, right?
Absolute punks. Fucking
because in one day you sent me that video of our friend who's not a big guy.
He's like 5 feet.
He's like five nothing.
110 pounds soaking wet.
Soaking wet. Sitting on the back of an alligator.
Little hands.
With the tiny little Trumpy hands wrapped around its mouth, just holding it like in a camel clutch.
Yeah, bitching the shit out of this.
And this thing looks miserable. This thing wants to die.
Tell me.
Then the same day, that video was going around of that fucking dinosaur that walked across a path people were walking. Mm-hmm. This thing was like 7 feet tall. Monster. It's a dinosaur. Mm-hmm. So which is it, alligators?
Yeah, but if you go up to it and you sit on its back and you grab its little jaw, it's just like,
no, because you gotta like,
you just have to grab the lower jaw. It can't open up its mouth.
I guess, but that's a dangerous place to get around.
Not really. Chris Pontius, he's an idiot. He fucking bitched the shit out of that thing.
All right, so if one of those giant gators was to ever find its way here, mm-hmm. let's just say global warming is a real bitch and it's sending all the gators north.
I'd much rather that than a bear.
Yeah, bears are.
I don't, it could be like an 18-foot alligator. I'd be like, thank God it's an alligator, not a fucking two. Like,
well, alligators have a kryptonite, you know?
Yeah, they have a severe weakness. You just grab their lower jaw and they're kind of, they're bitch. They're like, ugh!
I'm just saying, one of those finds its way here. You're going to commit to taking it down?
I mean, I'm not a hero.
You're looking svelte, you're looking spry.
I'm not a hero, but if my back's against the wall, I am not. No. I think that I can make my way out of there. All right. Alligator, bro. Fuck like pitfall, man. I wait for that little mouth to close, and then boom.
I agree with the bear thing, though. They're way more jacked up.
Bear you ain't fucking with, bro, unless you got bear mace.
You ever see those videos of, like, polar bears? Like, the male polar bear just killing its young and eating them?
Yeah, and it's like, I'm hungry.
Those things are fucked up.
Me or you.
We look at them, we're like, aw. They like Coca-Cola. And the flesh of their younglings.
Well, you know what? It's survival of the fittest, man. Out there, man, in the tundra.
Oh, that's another thing I saw online that I wanted to bring up. Somebody stole your meme.
My meme?
Yeah. I saw it on Reddit earlier today.
The Lord of the Rings one?
No, your Star Wars meme.
Which one?
It was the three of the ghosts at the end of Jedi.
Oh.
And Yoda's looking at Anakin, and it zooms into his face, and it goes, that look you get when you're like, this motherfucker got in? How many younglings had to die?
Yeah, dude, that's so fucked up.
I heard you talk about that on Geek Dig.
Yeah.
Of like, he slaughtered children. How'd he get into Force Heaven?
Right? I just don't get it. You know, like, one good deed just nullifies. I guess the Jedi's are kind of like Catholics. You just pray on your deathbed and you're good.
I guess there's a redemption quality to the whole thing.
It's like, just confess. That's how I killed those kids, man. I did.
What would you do if it was the three ghosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your opinion on this. And you're like, they look up. What is he doing here? And then Darth Maul just pops up like, what's up?
my Jedi. Let's get some pussy. I'd be all about it. Because you know what? I think Darth Maul had no flavor to him in the actual movie.
Yeah.
And like the one guy you really wanted them to go into, he's got cut in half at the end. That's the end of it.
They put him into the cartoons and shit now.
Did they flesh him out at all? Or is he just
Yeah, like he survives. Getting cut in half.
No, fuck. That's stupid, bro. He gets
these, like, robot chicken legs.
Dude.
They're, like, all backwards.
No one tries.
He actually ended up being kind of... He was stupid in the Clone War mm-hmm. series because he looked like a retard. But in this new, like, watching this Rebel show,
mm-hmm.
pretty good shit.
Nobody survives getting chopped in half.
Well, think about it. The lightsaber cauterizes the wound as it goes through, so he's not bleeding out.
What about his intestines? It's cut in half, right? He's no lower
bowel. From Dathomir. Maybe his organs are all up
just up in his chest?
All up in the chest. He was a very broad individual.
So the middle part is just flesh and...
It's just moosh.
So he's like a stretch him.
You ever see him with his shirt off?
No, I only...
Stretch Armstrong.
Ugh.
It's just goo
Spongy
there.
Body.
Spongy, filled with that weird sand
What the
shit.
Fuck is he again?
Dathomir.
I've never seen another Dathomir, though. They should have put another one of those guys in there.
In the cartoons, you had a brother with the dumbest name ever.
What?
Savage Opress.
You know what? That is stupid. But I mean, at least you know what he's
terrible.
At least you know what he's about.
Yeah, you're like, but they're using it in conversation. You're like, shut up,
Savage Opress.
That's not even clever. That's not even trying to be clever.
Yo, maybe it was a late night at the, you know, the Idea Factory, and they were just like, man, we could go home now if we just call him Savage Opress, or we could stay up all night and think of something like better.
You hear they announced the title for episode 8?
Oh, they did? I thought the guy wasn't going to do that yet.
Just happened today.
Oh, what happened?
Like, a few hours ago. It's called The Last Jedi.
So it's about Luke?
Yeah, presumably about Luke.
And then he's probably going to die because it's The Last Jedi.
I'm bummed if they kill Luke.
It's 100% going to die
because then Han's dead. And then what are they going to do with Leia?
She's fucking dead in real life, so I assume they're going to kill her.
I assume that's the only way.
They can slap her face on.
They're not going to Moff Tarkin her?
Same thing with her. That movie.
Yeah, but like a 19-year-old her.
Was it?
Yeah. Like, it was her before New Hope, so she's 19. It's like young Leia in that movie.
I thought that was like almost instantaneously when they bump into that shit. Like...
Yeah. Wait, are we talking about the same thing here?
Yeah, in Rogue One, right? Yeah. When Darth Vader captures her ship
yeah.
at the end, I thought that's literally going into a New Hope.
Like, yes, that is.
Yeah, she's 19 in that? Like,
that's why the animated young Leia mm-hmm. is a 19-year-old Leia.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, Grand Moff Tarkin's fucking dead. They just slapped his face on somebody.
Right, right.
So, like, why not? They slapped her face on that last
one. I personally have no problem with it. Fine with it.
It's better than rewriting everything.
Yeah. Writing yourself into a corner. I just hope it's not like, oh, look, here comes Princess Leia's ship. boom. Oh no.
Last time this happened, man, we got Bane for the third movie, so.
Yeah, seriously.
You know what? I would love it if it was Darth Bane, Tom Hardy, and you're just like, "God, the Force is strong with this one."
What a lovely midichlorian count. It will be bad. Take back your planet.
There is no try. Only do.
When the Jedi are ashes, then I will allow you to die.
I'm with it. All right. If they fucking bring Bane in forever, like Darth Bane, I'm cool with it.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
Darth Bane's a great idea.
Yeah. He's basically a Sith.
Yeah. They can't. All right. Here's the problem is that Warner Brothers owns Batman. Disney owns Star Wars. But you could see, like, I wouldn't mind some, like, Marvel action in there.
That'd be awesome, man. The Infinity Gauntlet just fucking boom, right? What's those? The Guardians of the Galaxy just pop up out of nowhere.
Fucking A, right?
Dude, and then the whole thing, the whole Jedi story is the last gauntlet stone.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Then boom, you have the Infinity Gauntlet.
And that's what causes the Force.
Yes.
It all just ties in together.
The Force is a stone, because they already said it's midichlorians. Midichlorians could be been omitted by the stone, maybe.
Yeah. Here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, end of the next movie, we finally meet Supreme Leader Snoke.
Yeah.
And he's actually that big, but he puts on a helmet, and he's just Galactus.
Yes! I'm with it.
Right?
Right? That'd be awesome.
Done and done.
Yeah, dude. All right, man. We combined all the movies together. We just combined the Marvel Universe, the DC Universe, and the Star Wars Universe all in one nice tight package. All in about...
Yeah, throwing some Green Lanterns fighting in there.
Yeah, right?
Let's just go nuts.
Dude, Batman fighting in the Infinity Gauntlet? Why not?
Who would win, Batman or Darth Vader?
I'm not with this old Batman always has a thing for something, man. Darth Vader's a fucking...
I think he's getting his ass whooped.
Yeah, he's got a lightsaber, bro.
He's getting force choked. You can't batarang out of a force choke.
One guy is not willing to kill the other, and one guy is most certainly willing to kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
He just closes his throat. Like,
just catch a batarang to the helmet. It's like, I'm wearing a helmet.
Yeah, was he going to hit him with like an anti-midichlorian spray or something? Stop it.
Yeah, right? It's a Sith repellent.
No. No, no, no. Batman gets owned by Darth for sure.
Holy Ewoks, Batman. Done.
All right, man. So I guess
we'll close it out.
Yeah, let's close it out.
For this weird...
We might as well do our shout-outs before we close it out. We didn't shout out everybody, so you got that?
You want to play a theme?
Yeah, I'll play the theme.
Shout-out!
All right, big shout-out.
Shout-out!
Are you doing this on purpose?
No, I accidentally did that.
No, I know you like to cut me off. So big shout outs to all our friends out there in the podcasting world. Mm-hmm. Of course, we got Big Papa Podcast.
Stan Shane Jared, what's up, everybody?
We got the Bold and the Belligerent.
Lauren, congratulations on the baby.
Congratulations, mm-hmm. Lauren. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
ADO.
ADO, Skip and Chris.
Yep. Geek Dig. Skip Clay again.
And Skip. Get his rounds.
Who else? Offensive Line.
Mm-hmm. I saw that Damien's got a boyfriend now.
Good for Damien. Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy. He's a real sweet guy.
Good for him, man.
Yep. Gungo.
Mike Russo. What's up?
Favorite. Mm-hmm. As we called him last week, the quintessential New Yorker. The
quintessential New Yorker.
Who am I missing? Rock and Comedy?
Rock and Comedy, Jay and Mike. Are they coming back, actually, I think this week. From their winter hiatus.
Good on them.
Mm-hmm.
They plow through episodes, those guys.
I mean, that's his business, bro. Jay don't fuck around, man. He's got sponsors. He's way more legitimate than we are. Come on.
We got Custom Earth, of course.
Yeah, man. They did a great... Again, if you didn't listen to the Christmas episode, just listen to it, even though it's not the Christmas season. It was the most amazing feat of editing and just, like, planning
I've ever seen. If you want to hear a radio play...
Yeah.
Seriously, like, with production value, listen to that shit.
They always do good work over there.
And we had a lot of fun recording that. That mm-hmm. was cool. And, of course, our other shows we should mention. VG Times 3, Video Games.
Video Games.
We just recorded a new one.
Yeah.
So that should be up any day now.
Mm-hmm. And what was it?
Getting Over in Wrestling.
My other podcast. Another fun little wrestling show. Royal Rumble coming up, man. Going to do another episode for that, too. So check it out.
Yeah. So hopefully people are still listening after this episode, because... I know normally you tune into this for lighthearted fun.
Yeah.
Not political discourse.
Like, what's with these assholes? This is fucking serious. You know what? We ended up nicely though at the end. Like the last 10 minutes, we were just talking about like, you know, geek shit.
Yeah, maybe we should record a thing of like, at least listen to the last 10.
Yeah, you gotta listen to the last 10. We really, the whole universe is just,
we tied it together. Yeah. We made everything all right. No matter what side you're on, mm-hmm. I think there's one issue we could all get behind. Mm-hmm. Supreme Leader Snoke is Galactus.
Yes, sure.
Done and done. Mm-hmm. Don't forget our networks, RadioVegas.rocks and IRN, the Internet Radio Network. Mm-hmm. I want to throw a special shout out, we never do, but we should, to our buddies in the band Psycho Enhancer, who provide our exit music. Mm-hmm.
Dan, Greg,
and the rest.
Evil Dog, man. And then I don't know the other guys. But you're cool, too.
But also, if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to Dan Sky's episodes on this show, because he is a delightful madman.
It was about a year from now, last February, and it was hilarious.
It's like one of my personal favorite episodes.
Great stories he tells.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. So are we done?
Yeah, man, we done.
All right. Close the door behind you. We'll be right back.